the record reflect we're reconvened. Before the next item, I want to make a point of clarification. It's been pointed out to me that my votes haven't been audible. Just so there's no misunderstanding, I voted aye in all of the previous motions, and I'd like the record to reflect that.
So reflected.
And we're going to go on now to proposed rulemaking related to video gaming, and the chair recognizes Member Hayden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Pursuant to the Illinois Gambling Act and Video Gaming Act, I move that the board delegate authority to the administrator to promulgate emergency rules and implement the Video Gaming Act as amended by Public Act 101-31.
And is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Fruchter?
I will speak after the vote.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Fruchter.
Next, the staff has drafted a number of proposed rules and amendments to existing rules to implement the Video Gaming Act as amended by Public Act 101-31. The staff is prepared to speak on the substance of these proposals, and the staff also has prepared a proposed permanent rule with respect to independent testing laboratories in the video gaming context. So first, we'll hear from Caleb Malamud, Legislative Liaison.
Thank you.
And after Caleb, we'll hear from Dan Gerber again.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. The legal staff of the Illinois Gaming Board is proposing a permanent rulemaking for video gaming that will track the emergency rules which the administrator will adopt. The contents of the emergency rule and the proposed permanent rule will be the same. This rulemaking is necessary because of the changes to the Video Gaming Act made by Public Act 100-1152, effective December 14, 2018, and Public Act 101-31, effective June 28, 2019. The proposed permanent rule changes will do the following. Add a definition of large truck stop establishment. Impose an application fee on licensed video gaming locations, and a higher fee for applications and renewals by terminal handlers, in conformity with the fee schedule established by Public Act 100-1152. Ensure security by establishing new procedures for licensed technicians relating and terminal handlers relating to keys and locks and board access to logic boxes. Set specifications for surveillance cameras on video gaming locations. Add a new subpart R that will establish comprehensive procedures for progressive jackpot play and delivery of prizes to winners. Finally, add a new subpart S dealing with implementation of technology. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chairman, members of the board, Dan Gerber again on behalf of General Counsel's Office here to describe another proposed rule for the video gaming rules. We can go in Title 11 in Section 1800. Again, it addresses independent testing labs for video equipment under the Video Gaming Act. Like the casino or riverboat rule, or like the like under the Illinois Gambling Act, the Video Gaming Act was similarly amended in Public Act 101-31. To license independent testing labs instead of procuring them via contract. This rule, like the casino rule, establishes a licensing procedure wherein those who meet the qualifications of being properly accredited and performing similar services in a similar gaming jurisdiction can receive a license to perform services, independent testing lab services, on video gaming equipment in the state of Illinois. It also, again, establishes minimum duties and expectations of our independent testing labs. This rule goes adds another section as well. The proposal adds another section as well that authorizes the administrator to publish and create and publish a set of technical standards by which he is directing to the independent testing labs to guide their for which they should be testing on to include in their reports for him to consider in the approval of video gaming equipment throughout the state. Unless there's any other questions, I believe that we're going to submit that to you for your suggested adoption with the Secretary of State and the Illinois Register.
Any questions for Mr. Gerber or Mr. Malamud?
No.
Thank you.
Chair recognizes Member Hayden.
Thank you. I move that the board approve for submission to the Index Department of the Secretary of State on first notice the proposed rules and amendments to the video gaming rules to implement the Video Gaming Act as amended by Public Act 101-31.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to video gaming manufacturer, distributor, and supplier license renewal. And we'll start with July and August renewals. And first one would be Count R GmbH. Is there a representative?
Good morning, members of the board, Mr. Fuchter, Mr. Lorenzini, Donna Moore from Fox Rothschild on behalf of Count R, respectfully requesting its license renewal.
Any questions for the representative? Hearing none, we'll proceed then to M3 Technology Solutions.
I can stand up for M3T as well. For the record, Donna Moore from Fox Rothschild, also requesting renewal of its license.
Any questions? Hearing none, we'll proceed to a motion recognizing Member Ramirez. Member Dolans.
Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board renew the following video gaming supplier licenses for a period of 1 year, retroactive to July 2019 and expiring in July 2020. Counter GmbH and M3 Technology Solutions LLC.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you
so much.
All right. Thank you. The next ones are renewals, and they pertain to the following seven entities: American Vending Sales, Inc., Aristocrat Technologies, Inc., Bally Gaming, Inc., Betty Industries, Inc., IGT, JCM American Corporation, and finally, Konami Gaming, Inc. I recognize Member Ramirez.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board renew the following video gaming manufacturer, distributor, and supplier licenses for a period of 1 year, expiring in August 2022. One, American Vending Sales, Inc., Aristocrat Technologies, Inc., Bally Gaming, Inc., H. Betty Industries, Inc., IGT, JCM American Corporation, and Konami Gaming, Inc.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. And next we'll go to initial licenses. Winner's Choice Gaming LLC. Is there somebody who wishes to address us on that? Hearing none, I'll go to Member Dolans.
Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board issue a terminal operator license to Winner's Choice Gaming LLC for a period of 1 year expiring in August 2020, as the applicant has demonstrated its qualifications and suitability for licensure.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Action Video Gaming LLC, Member Dolans. Do you wish to address us?
Excuse me. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Good morning.
No, William Bogart from the law firm of Fox Rothschild here on behalf of Action Video Gaming. Here to answer any questions if you have.
Any questions? Hearing none, I'll recognize Member Dolans.
Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board issue a terminal operator license to Action Video Gaming LLC for a term of 1 year expiring in August 2020, as the applicant has demonstrated its qualifications and suitability for licensure.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Next item on the agenda is license renewals for July and August. Member Hayden, I'm going to recognize you.
Thank you. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the following terminal operator licenses for a period of 1 year, retroactive to July 2019 and expiring in July 2020. FJC Technologies LLC, GFM Gaming LLC, Illinois Gaming and Coin Op LLC, Pocket Aces Gaming Inc.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Member Hayden, I'll recognize you again.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the following terminal operator licenses for a period of 1 year, expiring in August 2020. A1 Keshav Krupa LLC, Donico Gaming LLC, Game On Entertainment LLC, VGT LLC.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Say nay. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda, technicians and terminal handlers. Chair recognizes Mr. Fruchter, the administrator.
Thank you. This month, the staff provided you with a number of applications for technician and terminal handler licenses. Based on the staff's review, we recommend the board approve 75 applications. We also recommend that the board authorize the administrators to issue 8 notices of denial.
Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, I recognize Member Dolans.
Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move the board approve 2 technician licenses and 73 terminal handler licenses and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to the following individuals: Joseph Amaro Jr., Adam Miller Whitlock, Anderson Clayton Brooks, Brandy Charisse Brooks, Randall David Adams, Tawan Lindell Parker, Robert Lee Creeth Jr., Ferrandos Lonzo Jr.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? We'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Next item, license renewals and non-renewals. The administrator, please.
Chairman and members of the board, the staff additionally requests that you renew the licenses of technicians and terminal handlers who were licensed or renewed in July and August 2018, are in compliance with the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules, and have properly updated their applications and paid their fees on time.
Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, I recognize Member Dolans.
Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board renew the technician and terminal handler licenses that were licensed or renewed in July and August 2018 and who have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fees, and are in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is video gaming establishment applicant items, approvals and denials. The chair recognizes the administrator.
Thank you. The staff provided the board this month with a number of establishment applications for consideration. We recommend that the board approve 83 applications and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to 9 applicants.
Any questions for the administrator? With none, I recognize Member Ramirez.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board approve 83 video gaming establishment licenses for the period of 1 year, expiring in July 2020, subject to licensee's payment of applicable licensing fee on or before August 31st, 2019, and further authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to the following applicants: Bullhead Steakhouse LLC, doing business as Bullhead Steakhouse, C-Store Development Company, DBA Crev Core Shell, Nepali Casino LLC, DBA Canta Nepali, Priya Tobacco Inc., DBA The Tobacco Shop, and Sauce Pub Inc., DBA Sauce Pub. Also, Shabanch Inc., DBA Livingston IGA, Taco San Jose Inc., DBA Tacos San Jose, The Big BM Inc., DBA Hoppers, and ZZA Factory Inc., doing business as ZZA Factory.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion carries. Chair recognizes Member Hayden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation, I move that the board waive the 1,000-foot location restriction requirement pursuant to Section 25H of the Video Gaming Act, and further that the board grant an establishment license to J&Z Food Basket, Inc., doing business as J&Z Food Basket.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is license renewals. Mr. Fruchter.
Staff also recommends that the board renew the licenses of retail, truck stop, veteran, and fraternal establishments that were licensed or renewed in July and August 2018 and that are in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules.
Thank you. Member Ramirez.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the licenses of retail establishments, truck stop establishments, veteran establishments, and fraternal establishments that were licensed or renewed in July and August 2018 and that had properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fee, and otherwise in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Next item on the agenda, request for hearing and reapply. Mr. Fruchter.
Thank you. First is Richard Martin Miller. This month, the staff reviewed two requests for a hearing. The first hearing comes from Richard Martin Miller. The board denied Mr. Miller a terminal handler license in June 2019 because it discovered problems with Mr. Miller's background. Though Mr. Miller admits to these problems in his request for a hearing, he failed to add any new facts or otherwise state a prima facie case. Accordingly, the staff recommends denying Mr. Miller a hearing.
Any questions? Chair recognizes Member Hayden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation, I move that the board deny the hearing request submitted by Richard Martin Miller.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Fruchter, Ward Eugene Williams.
Thank you. The board denied Mr. Williams a terminal handler license in June 2019 because he failed to disclose required information. Mr. Williams' request was timely made, but he did not satisfy certain other procedural requirements. Therefore, staff recommends denying his request for a hearing.
Any questions? I recognize Member Hayden.
Yes. Based on staff's investigation, I move that the board deny the hearing request submitted by Ward Eugene Williams.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Request to reapply. El Nuevo Velarte Sports Bar and Grill, Mr. Fruchter.
Thank you. There are two requests to reapply this month, and the first one, as you mentioned, is from El Nuevo Vallarta Sports Bar and Grill, Inc., DBA, El Nuevo Vallarta Sports Bar and Grill. In April of 2019, this applicant was denied an establishment license based on concerns that a terminal operator exercised management or control over the location. Applicant states that it has amended its lease to remove terms that gave rise to the questions regarding the terminal operator's ability to control the location, and the applicant wishes to reapply. Staff recommends granting this request to allow reapplication.
Any questions? Hearing none, I'll recognize Member Ramirez.
Yes, based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board grant El Nuevo Vallarta Sports Bar and Grill, Inc., doing business at El Nuevo Vallarta Sports Bar and Grills, request to reapply.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Fruchter.
Thank you. The second request is from Lou's Tap, Inc., doing business as Louie's Tap House. In January 2019, the board issued complaint DC-B-19-15, fining this former licensee $1,500 for failing to adequately supervise gaming operations. Subsequently, in March 2019, the board revoked Lou's Tap license for failing to respond to that complaint. In its request to reapply, Lou's Tap admitted both that it failed to properly supervise gaming operations and timely pay the fines the board has assessed against it. Accordingly, staff recommends granting the request to allow a reapplication.
Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, I'll recognize Member Ramirez.
Yes, based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board grant Lou's Tap, Inc., doing business as Lou's Tap Houses, request to reapply.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion carries. And the next item of the agenda is litigation settlements for disciplinary complaints, and I'll recognize the administrator.
Thank you. We have three circuit court cases requiring board attention. The first is case number 18-CS-9924 involving Mexican Honorary Commission. This matter concerns the non-renewal of a location establishment license and the denial of a licensee's hearing request. Staff recommends that the board delegate authority to the administrator to enter into a settlement.
Any questions? Member Hayden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement with Mexican Honorary Commission.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Fruchter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Second, we have case number 17-CH-16647, which involved Terrence Maloney. This case is an administrative review of a terminal handler's denial and request for hearing. Staff recommends that the board authorize the administrator to enter into a settlement, which may include the granting the applicant a hearing.
Any questions? The chair recognizes Member Hayden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement with Terrence Maloney, an agreement which may include granting applicant a hearing.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Fruchter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The last of the circuit court cases is case number 18-CH-12257, involving the Bullpen, Inc., doing business as the Bullpen Bar and Grill. This concerns the non-renewal of a location establishment license and the denial of a licensee's hearing request. Staff recommends that the board delegate authority to the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement.
Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, I'll recognize Member Hayden.
Yes, I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement with the Bullpen, Inc., doing business as the Bullpen Bar and Grill.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? With none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Frechter.
It's me again, yes.
Yes.
So additionally, the staff also received a number of settlement offers which we have shared with the board. The first is from Quick X One Convenience Store, Inc., doing business as Char's Armanetti Fine Wine and Spirits. On January 9th, 2019, the board issued a complaint number DC-V-18-22 to revoke the establishment location license because the owner misrepresented certain facts to board agents. The owner has offered $20,000 to reimburse costs related to the board's investigation of these misrepresentations. Staff recommends granting the administrator authority to settle this matter.
Any questions? Hearing none, I'll recognize Member Hayden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement with Quick X One Convenience Store, Inc., doing business as Char's Armanetti Fine Wine and Spirits regarding the pending revocation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion carries. The administrator.
Thank you. The next matter, the next pair of potential settlements are actually less settlements and more, I think, course corrections, and involves a location establishment and its terminal operator, both of which the board voted in December 2018 to issue discipline complaints to for improperly moving machines without board approval. Subsequently, as staff was conducting discovery in this case, it determined that the records upon which the original recommended discipline was based were inaccurate. Accordingly, the staff recommends rescinding both disciplinary complaints, and I should add that this involves Carco Inc. DBA Roll-Up Number 16 Smoke Shop and Liquor and Eureka Entertainment LLC DBA Universal Gaming Group.
And I have one question. There was no discipline entered, just the complaint was started?
That's correct.
Any other questions? Member Ramirez, you're recognized.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the board authorize the administrator to rescind disciplinary complaints DC-V-18-174 against Carco Inc., doing business as Rolling Up, Number 16 Smoke Shop and Liquor, and DC-V-18-175 against Eureka Entertainment LLC, DBA Universal Gaming Group.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Frechter.
Now we turn to Jameson Pub Inc. DBA Scooters Roadhouse. The board denied this location licensure in January 2019 due to the number of police calls to the location and the location's failure to disclose an alleged corporate officer whom the board believed was involved with certain aspects of the business. Applicant has made numerous changes to improve the safety of the establishment, and in so doing, in the staff's view, addressed other problems the board previously identified. In addition, applicant removed the individual from all business licenses since he is no longer involved in the corporation. Because of this, staff recommends rescinding the denial and issuing an establishment license.
Any questions? Hearing none, I'll recognize Member Dolans.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the board rescind the denial and grant Jameson Pub, Inc., DBA Scooters Roadhouse, an establishment license.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? With none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Frechter.
Thank you. Next, we turn to Veterans BGT LLC. In January 2019, the board issued disciplinary complaint number DC-V-1904 against veterans for procuring a use agreement with a sales agent that it failed to properly disclose. After extensive review of this matter, staff concluded that the agent had in fact been properly disclosed as part of a December 2017 settlement agreement involving some of the same parties, although that concerned a different matter. All that said, staff recommends granting the administrator authority to rescind the disciplinary complaint.
Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, I recognize Member Ramirez.
Yes, I move that the board authorize the administrator enter into a settlement agreement with Veterans VGT LLC regarding disciplinary complaint DCB 1904.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Fruchter.
Pressing ahead, we have Leisure Time Gaming and Amusement, Inc., which in January 2019 was issued disciplinary complaint DCB 19-05 by the board, fining the licensee $15,000 for having permitted two ineligible terminal handlers to work on VGTs. Those handlers have since been disciplined, and Leisure Time has offered to settle, both acknowledging that it made mistakes and detailing steps it has taken to prevent similar infractions from occurring in the future. Staff therefore recommends authorizing the administrator to settle this matter.
Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, I recognize Member Ramirez.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement with Leisure Time Gaming and Amusements, Inc. for $7,500.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Fruchter.
Next, we come to Slager's on 47th, doing business as Slager's on 47th. Last December, the board issued a disciplinary complaint against this licensee for permitting underage VGT play. Licensee seeks to settle, and the staff recommends authorizing the administrator to do so.
Any questions? Hearing none, I will recognize Member Ramirez. Member Dolenz, pardon me.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the board authorize the administrator to enter into a settlement agreement with Slager's on 47th, DBA Slager's on 47th for $5,000, and if appropriate, rescind the disciplinary complaint.
Is there a second?
Yes, second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Fruchter?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, we come to In Re Disciplinary Action of Pay All Gas and Food, Inc., doing business as Pay All Gas and Food, and this is 18GB007. Don't get to say that every day. This was a contested matter involving underage gambling. Staff recommends adopting the administrator law judge's finding of fact, but rejecting his conclusions of law and finding the location an appropriate amount.
Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, I recognize Member Dolenz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the board adopt administrative law judge's recommended findings of fact in Pay All Gas and Food, Inc., DBA Pay All Gas and Food, 18GB007, however, reject his conclusions of law in the matter and issue a final order finding the location establishment $5,000.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
Thank you. The next matter before the board is In Re Denial of Springfield Pub Doing Business as the Dublin Pub, 18GB037. This was a contested matter involving the denial of a location establishment application because its owner and person of significant influence or control had a prior felony conviction. Staff recommends adopting the administrative law judge's finding of fact, except for finding number 18, and denying the location establishment licensure.
Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, I'll recognize Member Dolenz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the board adopt the administrative law judge's recommended findings of fact in regards to denial of Springfield Pub, DBA the Dublin Pub, 18GB037. Except for finding number 18 and issue a final order denying the location establishment applicant a license.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And please record me as saying aye. Motion carries. The administrator.
Next, we have Pork Chop Glenwood LLC DBA Pork Chop, 18GB029. This applicant was found in default by the administrative law judge following its request for a hearing. Staff recommends that the board adopt the administrative law judge's recommendation of dismissal of default and issue a final order of denial.
Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, I recognize Member Ramirez.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the board adopt the administrative law judge's recommended finding of fact in Pork Chop Glenwood LLC DBA Pork Chop 18GB029. Initial final board order denying applicant a license.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Fruchter?
Finally, we have two administrative decisions to address which involve licensees who are found in default following their request for hearing contesting disciplinary matters. They are Justin Lombadas, DBA M's Tavern, 18GB042, and Ulysses Garcia Leonardo, 19GB020. In both cases, staff recommends that the board adopt the administrative law judge's recommendation and issue final board orders of revocation.
Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, I'll recognize Member Ramirez.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the board adopt administrative law judge's recommended findings of fact in Justin Lombadas, DBA, M's Tavern, 18GB042, and Ulysses Garcia Leonardo, 19GB020, and issue final board orders revoking their respective licenses.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. And finally, sports wagering rulemaking delegation. I recognize Member Dolans.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the board delegate authority to the administrator to promulgate emergency rules to implement the Sports Wagering Act as enacted by Public Act 101-0031.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor of adjourning say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? And the next meeting is scheduled for when?
September 5th.
Which is awfully soon. Do we want to consider changing that at this point, or do we just want to wait to see how?
We may, and to the extent we do, and we acknowledge everyone's indulgence and patience to the extent we change it, but that if it's changed, we will make that known as soon as reasonably possible with as much advance notice as possible.
Thank you very much for coming. I appreciate it.
Thank you.